From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Car shoppers this weekend will still be able to take advantage of the Cash for Clunkers program, which gives rebates to people trading in gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles. The House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly yesterday to add another $2 billion to the program, which burned through its billion-dollar budget in less than a week. NPR's David Wellner reports.
All but 14 House Democrats voted to extend the Cash for Clunkers program, but their Republican colleagues were sharply divided. Michigan's Candace Miller called the week-old program a fantastic success.
This program has exceeded everybody's expectations, and now most of the naysayers are even admitting that it's the best $1 billion in economic stimulus funds that the federal government has ever spent.
But Arizona Republican Jeff Flake, who voted against the $2 billion replenishment, said it's no surprise that people have rushed to trade in their gas guzzlers for big rewards.
That's the nature of human nature. If you're given free money, you like it and you want more. And that's what this program is.
The program's to continue through the weekend, but its replenishment still awaits the Senate's approval. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A plan to overhaul the nation's health care system cleared the House Energy and Commerce Committee last night, the last of three House panels to act on the legislation. A vote in the full House is expected in September. Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd says he's been diagnosed with an early stage of prostate cancer and will have surgery in the next 2 weeks. From member station WSHU, Ibang Udama reports.
Senator Dodd says he's feeling fine and is confident he'll come out of this well. He says, though he's expecting to face a tough re-election campaign in Connecticut next year, the diagnosis will not affect his plan to seek a sixth term.
I'm running for re-election. Now I'll be a little leaner and a little meaner, but I'm running. I'll be running without a prostate.
The 65-year-old senator is chairman of the Senate Banking Committee. Dodd is also playing a leading role in trying to get health care overhaul legislation through Congress. He says he expects to be back at work and on a full schedule by the end of August. For NPR News, I'm Ebong Udama in Hartford.
Former Philippines President Corazon Aquino died this morning after a 16-month battle with colon cancer. She was 76. The current president, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, remembered Aquino as a national treasure.
We will officially observe a 10-day period of national mourning. Our hearts go out to the family in this hour of grief and sorrow. The nation prays for Cori and her family.
Aquino led a people power movement in 1986 to end the repressive 20-year regime of Ferdinand Marcos. Aquino was president until 1992. This is NPR News from Washington. Trials began in Tehran today for members of the opposition who protested last month's presidential election. Moderate presidential candidates had claimed the vote was rigged to allow President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to be reelected. Hundreds of people were detained in anti-government protests. According to Iranian state media reports, more than 100 of the protesters are being tried for rioting, including several prominent opposition activists. The University of Hawaii announced yesterday it will suspend its head football coach without pay. He'd used a gay slur during a Western Athletic Conference press conference Thursday in Salt Lake City. From Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfeld reports.
Greg McMacken will continue to coach the University of Hawaii Warrior football team while serving his 30-day suspension, but as a volunteer. His unpaid salary will fund an intern for a campus gay and lesbian group that will hold awareness trainings. During a Friday press conference, McMacken apologized for his inappropriate statement.
I'm sorry. I'm very pained and disappointed in myself. And I hope to make up for some of the pain that I've caused others.
McMacken also accepted a pay reduction in his annual salary. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.
Swimming's governing body says it will ban record-breaking bodysuits beginning January 1st. Olympic champion Michael Phelps says it will be cool to have everyone wearing pretty much the same suit. So he says they can talk about swimming again and not swimming suits. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.